Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Well, we certainly do appreciate all the awards this show has won. As Mary and I now move into today's B-Block, folks, and this program transmits out to our nearly 610 weekly stations across the USA, the Chief Travel Leader Conversation is going to have our focus these next 10 minutes. It's been a while since we last spoke with our first guest of the day, but you've heard us talk about his company with great frequency here.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And Travel Guard Travel Insurance has been a terrific show partner for many years, and they're the company we've always personally used when we travel long before we became partners. So our longtime listeners will recognize the voice of Robert Gallagher, who's about to join us via our show hotline. He's the COO and head of the Americas for Travel Guard.
All right, Mary, let's do this. Robert, well, it is always nice having you on the program with Mary and me. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you so much, Robert. Always a pleasure to be with you and Mary. It's been a while now, and great to connect.
Well, we've always enjoyed having you on. Look forward to these. So, you know, I frankly can't believe where the year has gone. It was back in mid-January that Jeff Rutledge joined us on air. We were discussing the acquisition of Travel Guard by Zurich Insurance and what was unfolding as Zurich Covermore was created. You've been with Travel Guard now, Robert, I believe, for over 20 years. You've certainly seen a lot of growth and change during that time. I'd love just to get a highlight from you. You know, share your thoughts on how the transition to Zurich has progressed and some of the ways it's benefiting the company or, by direct extension, travelers.
Sure. Thanks, Robert. You know, it's been a great opportunity for us. I think, you know, in terms of our former parent company and the strategic direction in which they want to take that company, and it being a change for us, and then our new parent and the strategic direction that they want to take, you know, their business, which very much involves travel, we found ourselves in a very good place. We've gone from one great company to another. Under the name, to your point, under the name Zurich Covermore, we are, you know, bringing together a number of quality businesses that are all travel businesses, whether it be travel insurance, managing general agent, claim servicing, travel assistance, all under one. And I think that right now the synergy between those businesses is very, very favorable. And it's a great opportunity for us to build a formidable global travel insurance and assistance business at this stage. So we're all very excited about it still and enthusiastically developing what, again, we believe to be a great company.
Well, that's great. Exciting time for you guys. Thank you, Robert. So in addition to your very busy corporate duties with Travel Guard, you're also the president of the U.S. Travel Insurance Association. So I'd love to have you talk a little bit about USTIA and adding, I would think, greater integrity to the travel insurance industry overall. And I'm curious what you've done with them and if it's helping you in your role with Travel Guard.
Sure. Thanks, Mary. Actually, there is a lot of, crossover, certainly in terms of my role at the Zurich Covermore as now head of North America for Zurich Covermore, still very much responsible for Travel Guard as the senior vice president and chief operating officer there. And then, as you said, you know, this is my second year as president of the U.S. Travel Insurance Association, and we're doing good work. We have three overarching strategic objectives, all related to advocacy, education and awareness, and membership value. And advocacy, to your point about integrity, advocacy is really about advocating for, consumer-centric regulation, industry standards, and industry standards being the rules by which all market players, abide.
Sure.
And again, back to consumer-centric, with everything pointed towards consumer fairness. And then education and awareness is a continuing effort to really message to the general public about the value of travel insurance and assistance.
Listen, Robert, you've got a busy load there, no question about it. So, all right, we're going to add to that a little bit because we always like to get your thoughts on things we hear from our show fans when you're on with us. And a question we're getting with greater frequency, it seems, is folks asking us whether they should be supplementing their travel insurance coverage beyond what they may be offered or have from their premium credit cards. So Mary and I, we take out travel insurance plans from Travel Guard whenever we travel. Absolutely, internationally, we always do. We also happen to have premium credit cards, so that clearly hasn't stopped us, which is what we share when folks ask us. But what say you, Robert?
That's very personal because I go through that process every year with my personal travel, where it's all part of the trip planning process in taking into consideration where I'm going, how long I'm going to be gone, what I'm going to be doing when I get there, and you know, the risks, you know, that may be associated with my travel itinerary. I get this question a lot, actually, as the president of USTIA, and I like to respond with my own experience in that I've traveled to Italy twice over the last couple of years, and I buy travel insurance for every single trip. Every single personal trip, certainly, because of the value that's embedded, right, whether it's domestic or international, because of the value that's embedded there. But when planning my trip to Italy, I looked at the benefits that I had with my premium credit card. It just so happened that premium credit card didn't include collision damage for a rental car in Italy. So I needed that additional coverage. And then I wanted something broader in terms of post-departure coverage as it pertains to, you know, not only accidental medical, but also assistance and medical evacuation. So I actually knew that I had my benefits with my premium credit card. I supplemented with a collision damage waiver plan, and then I bought a comprehensive program for post-departure. So it really is a matter of, you know, the trip planning process and buying the product that best meets your needs.
I actually want you to expand on something. I'm changing my question for you as I'm listening to you because, you know, with America's 250 coming up next year, there are already predictions. There are already a large number of bookings happening domestically. And you just said something very key. A lot of people think they only need travel insurance when they're going internationally. Can you make a quick case for why people just generally should really consider it for domestic travel as well?
It really is the cost of travel disruption, all right? And, you know, with the weather and, the issues that we're seeing with commercial aviation and anything else that may fall into the unexpected occurrence category, you know, there are costs associated with that. And so if you need to reaccommodate and that reaccommodation is not covered for whatever reason, if there are additional expenses associated with the travel disruption, travel interruption, then your travel insurance policy will cover you. The other thing, too, is if you've invested in a domestic trip, trip cancellation, you know, despite what's happened in the commercial aviation industry with transportation credits now, electronic transportation credits being a thing as opposed to non-refundable airfare, still, you know, there's opportunity for recovering actual cash out of pocket in the event you have a covered reason for trip cancellation. So, buying trip insurance for domestic is as common sense as buying trip insurance for international. Well, again, it goes back to what are the needs, what are the risks, what does your trip look like, what are the risks you want to cover, what do you need?
I agree with all that. Listen, we're headed to Alaska, we'll have it. We'll be in Hawaii back in October, we'll have it. But and folks, it's about 5 to 7%, of your travel cost, for a travel insurance policy. I would also throw out for health insurance purposes, that's a whole other issue, which we don't have time to get into today.
But it's important.
Robert, we got about a minute with you right now. Do you find as well maybe a common misperception that you think people have about travel insurance and you want to correct it right now?
That there's no value. And there is story after story after story about those that have benefited from having purchased a travel insurance policy. Regardless of what that policy looks like, there are a lot of testimonials out there that pay tribute to the value of travel insurance.
Yeah, and again, people we know, Mary, testimony. You know, we did something a year ago, and we were with somebody. They had their travel guard, which we appreciated, their travel guard plan, and they had to pay for medical, actually, out of pocket, but they were fully reimbursed.
No
questions asked. Would have cost them something like, about $20,000 otherwise. So,
if not more.
Yeah, exactly. So, Robert, listen, a sincere thank you for spending some time with us on today. You always bring it, so that's what we actually do enjoy when we have you on the show, as I said earlier. Give our best to Jeff Rund and the team. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay?
Sure will. Robert, Mary, thank you so much. Great to be with you. You do the same.
Robert. Take care.
Love you guys. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You know, as I hear that call and there, I'm thinking to myself, folks, there's a reason why we're such strong advocates for travel insurance. It's why we have Jeff and Robert and the team on the show regularly. And, why we're so high, especially on travelguard.com/carry. First, anytime we get to partner on this show with a company that we use ourselves, it's a win for us, right? But let's say you spend $5,000, $10,000, $50,000 on your next trip for, as I said, an extra 5 to 7% to safeguard yourself and the investment that you're making, it's a no-brainer, all right? And if you get hurt or run into some sort of agita, it's just smart to be protected. So anyway, all right, well, there goes Robert Gallagher. Nice talking to you.
Yes, let's get him on a little bit sooner rather than later.
Yeah, producers, listen to that. Yep. So there we go. All right, as we head into this bottom of the hour break, we've got such a diverse amount of things still to come your way today. Today's an NCF day on the program. Also, installments of The Right Stuff, deals of the week, listener emails, and so much more are coming your way. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.